All right, do we have a motion to come out of closed executive session?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second this.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay, well, welcome, welcome, Sterling Scholar slash academic Allstate. We have everyone here, we waiting on anyone?
Well, we're looking to see. We got kind of delayed in there, so we aren't as ready as for you as we should be. We appreciate you all being here on time and ready to go. Is Coach Turner here?
Oh, there he is.
He is there, I couldn't see him. We have him here as well as our Millard High School State Championship coach. We appreciate him coming. Again, let me get this up real quick. Okay. Like, you want to talk?
Go ahead.
I think we'll start with our academics, if that's okay, with the academic Allstaters. So our first group that we're honoring today is our academic Allstaters for this winter season. And if I can get down to where we are, this is the list of those students from Delta High, Kate Jackson, Hazen Anzuras, Cody Corbett, Gabby Carter, and Tate Topham. So we'd like to invite each of those students to come up here for a second, if you would please, and stand maybe right here from here toward the piano and face out toward your folks, and we're going to talk about you a second, or let you talk about yourselves. So we're not all here, but...
Gabby's not. She's a FFA.
Gabby's
an FFA, yeah. Okay. So, we always honor, for those of you, some of you have been here before, because oftentimes you're for your academic in one Allstate in one activity, you get to come for others as well. But we always honor our academic Allstate students because they have done a very difficult task, which is to not only have outstanding grades, and we'll ask you what your GPAs are in here in a minute so you can impress us all that have lower ones than you have, but that have not only done well in their academics, but also on top of that have been able to participate in extracurricular activities and excel there. So the combination of those two things is an impressive thing, and we as a board always like to honor and recognize you. We like to honor and recognize your parents, who we know are a major part of your success in that, behind those good grades and those abilities and activities. You will almost always find parents who are pushing and prodding and cajoling and whatever it takes to keep you going and all of those things. And so we express our gratitude to our good parents as well, who have helped you with those things and gotten you to this point. So if you would please, and we kind of have it up there, but tell us, if you would, tell us your name, who your parents are, the activity that you're here representing, and your grade point average. Is that all right? Okay, go ahead.
My name is Kate Jackson, and my parents are Brooks and Kayla Jackson, and I am in girls basketball, and my GPA is 4.0.
My name is Tate Topham. My parents are Curtis and Stacia Topham, and I played boys basketball, and my GPA was a 4.0.
My name is Hazen Anzuras. My mom is Nicole Anzuras. I did drill team, and I had a 4.0.
My name is Cody Corbett. My parents are Martina and Kelly Corbett. I represent drill, and my grade point average is 4.
And we were discussing this actually a little earlier, that in order to get academic Allstate anymore, you pretty well have to be a 4.0. It's so competitive and so many students in the classifications that if you're a 3.99, you probably will miss out. So congratulations to you guys for getting this done and doing this. It's just awesome.
It really is. Yeah, congratulations, by the way, because that says so much, you know, beyond your athletic skills on the courts, to be able to do that in the classroom and hold it for this long is so awesome. So we have a certificate for you. The Millard School District Board of Education would like to recognize your names for achieving academic all-state in your respective sport. We are very proud of your representation of our community, your family, and especially Delta High School. So if you guys want to come along here, we'll shake your hand and...
Congratulations, Kate.
Congrats,
Kate.
Thank you.
Smarty. Congrats, Kate.
Thank you.
If you guys can stay put for a minute, we're going to we'll do our Stern Scholars and our coach, and then we'll have some time for everyone to take pictures right back in the back corner over here. So we'll do that next.
Sterling Scholar or coach?
Next, let's do our Sterling Scholars. So, here's our list of Sterling Scholars for Delta High School and Millard High School. The Sterling Scholar competition is next Monday night in Ephraim, isn't it not? Mm-hmm. And those who are representing their schools here are the best of the best. They've done outstanding things and they've been chosen to represent their schools in certain areas. Well, it's hard work, right? Sterling Scholars, boy, to do this, you have got to be committed and you're putting in a lot of time on your portfolios and all your letters and all of the things that have to go with it. A couple of years ago, the board decided that we always have had you come and honor you at this point, but at that point, they decided they wanted to do a little bit more for you, and as they have you here today, we'll let them tell you about that when it comes. But for right now, we'd invite you all to come up, much like we just had our academic all-staters, and line up and tell us your school, tell us your name, your parents' name, your school, and the subject in which you're representing the school at Sterling Scholar next week. Okay, so if you wouldn't mind coming up and lining up right here the same kind of way, we would appreciate that.
Some of these 4.0s also are Sterling Scholars as well. Okay. You guys should put
there. No one wants to be first. You're a brave girl. So you get the things we can do. So tell us your name, your parents, your school, and the subject that you're representing the school in Sterling Scholar.
I am Maddie Stewart. My parents are Shane and Bonnie Stewart. I attend Miller High School, and I'm the English Sterling Scholar.
My name is Crucia Stevens. I attend Miller High School. My parents are Dave and Heather Stevens, and I am the Drama and Speech Sterling Scholar.
My name is Jacqueline Cabrera. My parents are Arendita and Luis Cabrera, and I go to Millard High School, and I represent the Social Science Sterling Scholar.
My name is Shia Cossidus. I go to Millard High School. My parents are Chunang and Oscar Cossidus, and I represent the Art Sterling Scholar.
My name is Kale Smith. My parents are Brooke and Jody Smith. I go to Delta High School, and I represent the World Languages Sterling Scholar.
My name is Lucy Moschano. My parents are Melissa and Matias Moschano. I go to Delta High School, and I'm representing the Business and Marketing Sterling Scholar.
I'm Ron Sean Taylor. My parents are Scott and Tyler Taylor. I go to Delta, and I represent the Trade and Tech.
My name is Maddie Styler. My parents are Dave and Andy Styler. I go to Delta High School, and I'm an English
teacher. My name is Addie Smith. My parents are Callie and Brandon Smith. I go to Delta High School, and I'm a church pastor.
I'm Cody Corbett. My parents are Kelly Corbett. I go to Delta High School.
So just one more comment before I turn it over to the president. Normally we've had you come the month after. We've had the Sterling Scholars come the month after the ceremony in Ephraim, so we can honor those who will be winners and runners-up, and we're sure many of those of you who are standing here will be. We surely wish you the best with all of that. But I kind of like doing it this month because at this point you need to all recognize that in our eyes you are all winners because you took the challenge to become the Sterling Scholar and to do all of the work associated with it. So our hats off to you for that. Congratulations, and thank you for representing our district and your schools. And we just wish you the very best Monday night. I'll be over there to cheer you all on. So.
And in the spirit of winning, we have a $250 check for each of you that you can use towards whatever. It doesn't have stipulations. So just for all the hard work, we know how much it goes into this, and we really appreciate you representing our district. And then we have a certificate that says the Millard School District Board of Education would like to recognize you for being representative in the Sterling Scholar Program in your category. We are very proud of your representation of your community, family, and your high school. Thank you for your diligent hard work and effort.
So just so you're aware, your check is in this.
So don't lose it.
So if you're not impressed by this, don't just throw it away. You should be impressed
cash
by this.
Cash the check first.
But cash the check first. I'll let you hand them out. All right, come on through and we'll shake your hands if we could, please.
Good luck, Cody. You guys got your books done. That's like the hardest part.
I'm so proud of you. Good job.
I had two kindergartners in those Sterling Scholars.
Yep. I could not beg my boys to do this.
Pretty impressive. I know.
Coach Turner, could you come on up and join us for second place? This is becoming a really good habit, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is this four in a row?
Yeah.
Four in a row. Just stand over here so everybody can see you. So we love to have our state championship coaches come and tell them thank you. Coach Turner is a great wrestling coach. He's great with his young men, and we appreciate all that he does to help us build good people. And winning four in a row is not a bad deal. That helps. So we appreciate that you come and be with us. We just want to tell you thank you for all you do for our kids. Thank you for your good representation of Millard High School, and just keep up the great work there.
How many individual state champions did you have this year?
We had eight.
Awesome.
Congratulations.
So just so you know, your principal was here last month, and there you are. I thought it was super impressive. He was telling us not only were you building athletes, but you also made sure that they have their classes done, that they're model students, that they're
being good citizens.
Yep. And that's a big deal too. So thank you for that also. We have this certificate for you, the Millard School Board of Education would like to recognize Brendan Turner for coaching and leading Millard High School's boys wrestling team to their fourth state championship and for being the two-way wrestling coach of the year. Congratulations on that as well. Thank you for having a positive influence on our students and for motivating and supporting them in their activities and endeavors. We appreciate all you do. Congratulations on a job well done.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Appreciate that.
Congratulations.
Thank
Brendan.
You.
And then your envelope is a $10,000.
Oh, great.
All right, now we will do pictures right back on that back wall. So parents.